Hi there, Empress Stephanie here from KinkyPhoneSexCalls.com. No matter what the Weather Channel says, spring is here, and it's time to make sure your tootsies and mine are in show-off condition. I'm sure mine are closer to having a pedicure and being sexy and sandal-ready than yours are, so I want to share some quick tips and hints for you when you show off your pretty little painted toes. Even if you aren't able to paint your toenails a pretty spring color, you can certainly indulge in a pedicure. Obviously, a salon pedicure is the preferred method, and if you are too scared that someone you know might see you, check out a local cosmetology school. The students need the experience, and frequently there is more privacy than what you would experience walking into a nail salon. Now, if you are going to opt for an at-home pampering pedicure session, gather your supplies first. I recommend a nice tub to soak your feet in, but you can also take a luxurious shower and put the stopper in the drain so your feet get a chance to soak. If you can safely take a seat, a nice scrub, salt or sugar, does an excellent job starting the exfoliation process. You may still need to use a manual exfoliator or pumice stone following directions as you go. There are also files to use when your feet are dry, which can be very effective. Pat your feet dry and use your handy cuticle pusher or orange wood stick to gently push back your cuticles. Trim and or file your toenails and make sure you don't have hairy toes, sis. Sometimes smoothing and buffing the surface of your toenails is necessary and gives those unpolished toes a nice finished look. Of course, if you're able to, there's no reason not to paint those toenails. Make sure a base coat is used so the polish doesn't stain your toenails. If you can't use color, use a matte top coat just to make yourself smile. When using several layers of polish, make sure you wait the recommended time to allow it to dry. I tend to err on the side of caution and go longer than recommended. Now the final step is moisturizing, which honestly you should do every day. After the polish is completely dry, use a thick, rich cream on your tootsies and cover them up with some socks. Even if you can't sleep in socks, leave them on until you crawl between your sheets. When you wake up in the morning, you will be rewarded with soft, pampered feet with a pretty pedicure, and you won't ever want it any other way. Talk to you soon.